Right, it is Friday morning. Watch yourself out there on the road. Lots of layers of moisture and snow and ice and sludge and all that stuff. So do be careful. Find out what's going on in Marysville these days. The mayor of Marysville with us right now, Dan Damon. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Just off the air, I said, so what's going on in Marysville? And had to shut you off and turn the mic on. So there's a lot going on right now, isn't there?
A lot going on right now. It's been a month since I've been here, and so a lot has happened in that month.
Yep.
Starting with the dollars and cents of the city, we got a report back from our auditor, Paul Bailey, and he advised that the city is in excellent economic shape. And, that's something that we as a city council and city administration, you know, Randy Fernandez, Renee Warnke, the people that we rely on to give us sound advice, we're all very proud of that. This administration has been present for 5 years. I was elected 5 years ago. Randy Fernandez has been city manager for 5 years. Renee Warnke has been around for 5 years. And, we have come in under budget all 5 years. Every year, our budget, when our auditors come in, they say we're in the black. And that's something that is really a testament to how hard Randy and Renee work to ensure that they're giving us the right information. And then really what happens from there, Paul, is, you know, if everybody lives up to the expectations of that budget, it should come in and it should be zero sum, right? Mm-hmm. But what happens is all the way down the line, all city administrators realize that every dollar is going to be accounted for, every penny is going to be looked at, and every administrator, and whether the police department, water department, DPW, they all stretch every dollar as far as they can. And there's been so much cooperative working between departments to save money. For instance, one of the things that we'll be able to cut the ribbon on shortly here is our new community center, right? This is the fire hall. There's been so much talk about this fire hall, whether it was going to be emptied out and raised, whether we were. So finally, what we decided to do was building a new city hall that's much smaller scale than what we had discussed a few years ago. We're keeping the community center. We're keeping recreation in the park, and we're turning that into something that the community can use and is going to be more versatile. Well, in order to save some money on that, new rendition, Barry Kreiner acted as the general contractor for that. Now, he's head of our DPW. He's got a large distinct background in construction. And being able to have him act as the GC saves us money. And that's really what we've been doing all the way along the line.
So. Right. So a lot of projects for the coming year.
You know, for a town of 10,000, 3,200 households with the size of the budget that we have an amazing amount of things on the horizon. And it's a testament to our residents, a testament to our city administration. We've got a new subdivision coming in right now. That's the body subdivision that's going to be on Range Road in Ravenswood. That property has been cleared for the most part. We had the first reading of the rezoning of that. Right now, that property is, so that your listeners are aware why there's some rezoning going on, that property is already platted, and it was platted many, many moons ago, and the lot size is basically 40-foot depths, 40-foot frontage, and in order to build something, now we're looking to double that. So really the rezoning is just saying they're going to combine two lots into one, and that's where they're going to build these houses. So we had our first reading in front of council for that. That went before Planning Commission. Planning Commission gave it, a unanimous thumbs up and approval and recommendation to the city council to approve that. We only had four at our city council meeting, but that was a unanimous vote as well for the first reading to pass that. That'll come back before city council on March 12th, and then on March 14th, we'll have the actual site plans for that subdivision in front of planning. And, I've talked to Duke Dunn from Body Construction, one of our county commissioners, who's involved in that project. And, what he has said is that they have already been, their engineers are working on the underground. They're working on everything right now. So we'll have a nice site plan to look at on the 14th, because I'm going to tell you how excited Body is to get a shovel in the ground on that project. I mean, they would have done it yesterday if they could.
Oh, I bet. Absolutely. It's all about the weather at this point.
Well, I thought you ordered this up. Maybe you wanted to get some last-minute snowboarding or whatever it was. Oh, man.
I'm done with it.
Well, what's unfortunate is I'm walking around in my suit with my suit coat on the other day. It's 65 degrees.
Yeah.
I'm feeling great. Life is good. And then next, I walked, you know, as I'm an attorney by trade, and I walked back out of court 2 hours later. The temperature had dropped about 20 degrees, and I thought, what in the world is going on here? And now the kids don't have school again. So.
Springtime in Michigan, indeed. Hey, what's going on with the DTE Energy side? Couldn't let you go without asking that.
Nobody ever does. I don't blame you. Not much that I can talk about openly. Yeah. A lot of conversations behind the scenes right now. There is a lot of chatter between DTE, CDC, and the city of Marysville. We have impressed upon them what our desires are. And, you know, in the next, I think a realistic time frame to see something, if something's going to happen on that in the short term, it's going to be in the next 30 days, maybe 45 days. So. I'll keep you tuned in on what's going as soon as I can.
Stay tuned.
I don't mean to be vague or anything, but that's just one of those things I got to play a little bit close to the vest right now.
Well, as they say in the business, stay tuned.
Yeah.
All right.
So I've got the last thing I want to talk about. I got the State of the City. That's going to be on March 26th at 6:15. That's for those that are interested, it's a 1 hour or less synopsis of everything that we've been able to accomplish in the past year and really what our goals are for the next year.
Yeah. From what you've said this morning, it sounds like it's not going to be hard to fill an hour.
We've got a lot to talk about. Yeah. Very proud of the city, very proud of our administration. Everybody works really hard. Sometimes being an elected official, you come under scrutiny for different things, and, you know, different levels obviously have different levels of scrutiny and different stress that come with that. But, you know, with the team that we've got in the city of Marysville, Paul, it's very easy to be the city to be the mayor of Marysville. The city administration, they work just tirelessly. Our residents are excellent. We've got such a great rapport with our businesses right now. It's something that we've worked really hard over the last 5 years to build, and we're right in it. We're humming. I don't know another way to say it. We're humming, and I couldn't be prouder of where we are.
Dan, we appreciate you coming in. Always appreciate you.
Much obliged. Thanks, Paul.